This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Billions more federal dollars could be flowing into science, research, and development at universities in Wisconsin and elsewhere. The source could be pending legislation in Congress with names like the U.S. Innovation and Competition Act, the Department of Energy Science for the Future Act, and Biden Administration Infrastructure and Build Back Better proposals. Top Wisconsin Engineering School officials gathered in Wauwatosa yesterday at a meeting of the Wisconsin Technology Council to talk about the potential new funding and maybe some cooperation on projects. Andrew Grettinger is Associate Dean for Research in the College of Engineering and Applied Science at UW-Milwaukee. He says there could wind up being a technology hub in Wisconsin or the Midwest that would have broad benefits.
It stimulates manufacturing, it stimulates technology growth, and all of that opens the doors for more people to move in and get that education and what they need to move up in society. Increasing the opportunities, hiring more faculty, you know, new buildings on campus, all of this makes it more attractive for our local students to stay here, to get educated, and then to work in our industry.
UW-Madison College of Engineering Dean Ian Robertson says the research could include improving storage of energy from cleaner technologies like solar and wind power for later use of that electricity by Wisconsin manufacturers.
So energy storage won't all be lithium-ion batteries. It won't be. Right, there's other energy storage systems that we have to start exploring, get them around the state, and figure out how we can get Wisconsin companies ready to put in the new infrastructure.
Marquette University official Carmel Ruffalo wants more research emphasis on cybersecurity.
We're just adding more and more technology, but are we adding more and more security? And you know that when things go down now, it will disable us sometimes, you know, completely.
Ruffalo and others encourage early cooperation with the private sector and more collaboration between universities to get any large pot of federal dollars that materializes into the state. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.